"That was awesome," laughed Judy. Dizzy from the ride, she staggered to her feet. She wanted to go again, but there was a planet to save. "Everyone get a cup of GG Punch, but do not drink it." Billy and his friends did as Judy asked. They groaned when she made them jog across the street to the museum. "We don't have time to wait for the bus," she explained. The kids burst into Gato's meeting room. "We're here for the free CDs," Billy announced. They were surprised to see Gato and his staff quickly put back on their wigs. "Get out of here," Gato screamed. "You're ruining our plans." He ordered his bodyguards to grab the kids. "Not one more step," warned Judy, "or you'll get a faceful of GG Punch." She lifted a cup of the bubbling liquid. "Not that GG Punch," cried the advisor. "It is strong," said Billy, "but the taste grows on you." "Try some," said Judy, as she splashed Gato's face with punch. "Arg! My face is melting," yelled Gato. The green and purple makeup ran down his cheeks. He wiped his burning eyes with the wig. He was bald and blue.